head, of course, a couple of seconds later, a few ideas come to mind. Is like, based off the small amount of education that I have, I know that insurance companies are a great tool to invest in. So why not pretty much open my own insurance company? Just become a founder of an insurance firm, a life insurance firm. And go from there. That's one option. Another option could be a bank. Create a bank. How can I? Now, it's easier said than done. Now it's a matter of sticking to what I know, continue educating, gain traction, of course. But I'll keep this talk short, but it brings me back to the initial idea, or the thought that it doesn't take money to make money. It's a fact. It's actually education. And although I am using money as of now to make more money by paying for education and the strategies that I see myself utilizing will require capital, but not really. And what I mean by that, to gain, to bring more clarity, what I'm speaking on right now is the financial market. And I'm currently learning a few strategies that require knowledge. Actually, there's really no physical capital that's needed. But then again, there is. And again, that's a lack of education that I have. And I guess let me just fully explain what I'm talking about is either learning how to communicate my experience level and credit trades until I've done enough to pretty much profit from money that I've never used. And it's really education, because the lack of clarity that I have or confidence in the strategies that I'm currently learning is why I've personally chosen to keep have physical cash so I could actually back up. And pay and follow through, if you will, follow through on my fuck up versus go into debt. But when we think of it from a literal standpoint, I technically don't need any money, and it's money being created out of, I don't know if it's thin air, if I don't know how it's actually processed, if it's more money that's being created, or if it's already money that's been in the market that I have access to. But that's one way. I've talked about this in the past, is shorting a stock. So pretty much what I'm talking about now is utilizing these strategies, but more on the option side of the financial market, which is less risky when it comes to
Call back.
finances.
Take exit on the right. 4-5-5 sound.
Yeah, I definitely have a lot to learn. A lot. But yeah, getting my mindset in the how can I create vehicles that create income? How can I get in that? How can I understand? What must I learn to start creating income versus earning income to make more with it. And remember, we are one.
No amount of books can get me what I want. Yeah, I'm constantly chasing more education and more knowledge. Completely conflicted between stopping, figuring out what is it that I gotta understand and do within myself. At times I get angry. I know shit isn't right. I value time, yet I don't control it. There's a inequality difference, but it's far bigger than we've ever been taught. Some are still stuck on a white, black, oriental mentality. Me, I see it differently. There's a mental gap between the rich and the poor. I'm on my journey to find out more. How can a motherfucker have so much and not help? Same reason why I pass by a homeless man that asks me for help. It's an attitude, the swag, a sense of acting like it's not up to us. Yet everything rises and falls on us. I'm sick of white people. I'm sick of the black people. I'm sick of Latinos. Yet I have mutual respect for them. It's nothing to do with color. It's more to do with energy. What value is being brought to the humanity? The end of it all, what matters most is what I do. How much I enjoy this life. What value do I bring? Yeah, it sucks to get rejected, but it's far better than assuming that I would without taking action. In fact, getting rejected isn't so bad. What's bad is not getting results. Yet, I'm addicted to the point where I can't stop until I get results. How can I accomplish my goals? How can I become an effective leader? How can I fuck every girl that I choose? How can I fuck every girl that I want? Universe?
As I wait for my system to reset, I have a few thoughts that come to mind. In fact, I was listening to a book just recently, and I had a couple of questions or a couple of expectations before actually listening to the audio. And, you know, I was just asking myself, what do I expect to get from the audio? And the book that I'm currently listening to is The Midas Touch, and it talked a little bit about branding, character, having focus, relationships, and brand, and also a little bit about in details, the importance of details, the little things. The reason I remember that is because of the acronym or the analogy they use in explaining that. Well, all to say is, it's funny because I've been thinking a lot about brand. I've been thinking a lot about the importance of it and how it makes a difference. And building a brand is more about long term. It's more about marathon running versus immediate result. And it's easy to get into the mindset of wanting to get into profit day one of opening business. But in reality, when you think about growing a brand, usually profit isn't the thing that leads. Profit isn't the thing that an entrepreneur should lead with, at least from my perception. Providing value is from my perception as a rookie entrepreneur would be, providing value would be the foundation of brand, of building a solid brand. Now, of course, it's all subjective depending on what business you're in. If you have a brick and mortar, if you're in the products industry, well, most likely you're going to have to make profit. You will have to sell before, I mean, in order to become successful, in order to keep the doors open, if you will. But from, again, everything's subjective. It really depends on what the goals are and yeah, what the entrepreneur, what the individual sees big picture. You know, what's the vision? What is it that you want to accomplish long term? And one of the main people that come to mind as I think about a solid brand connected to how I see myself growing, I actually have two people that come to mind, and I've talked about this before, but I'll continue to name drop them because give credit where credit is due. And I appreciate those that lead by example. First person would be Robert Kiyosaki. He's, again, I'm not exactly sure on what the kickback for him is on educational referral programs that he recommends, but this I do know is that he's built to that. He's actually provided value from my perception. Again, I may be biased based off how much I've elevated from the content that he shares, but all to say, he's provided value. He's provided value to the point where nobody could take away what I understand now. And to me, that's priceless. So it puts me in the mindset of how can I provide value to those that really can't repay me back in return. Right, and the reason I say this is because, again, I name drop Robert Kiyosaki is because most of what I know, I've never paid for. Right, most of what I've known, what got me in the mentality of learning about asset versus liability and the importance of it, and taking financial education serious, was all free content that I chose to dig into. So with that being said, it's a matter of providing value for free. I'm a big believer in that. Yeah, there was programs that were monetized, but the benefit in the situation that I was in is I was not even in a position to pay for any educational courses. So because of that, it forced me to learn as much as I can. And for that, I'm forever grateful. So if anything, from what I get from even talking about how his business is semi-structured is providing value for free, but also monetizing it. And there's two types of people. There's a person that is going to be willing to pay for multiple reasons. One, because they see value in it, they have the money. And two, you know, they may be willing to pay because they want the results immediate, thinking that by paying, the results are going to come overnight, when that's not the truth. That person, and then there's the individual that doesn't have the ability of paying, so they will latch onto the content. So if anything, building a brand would be making sure that my content is accessible to everyone. And the next person that comes to mind is Gary Vaynerchuk. He's also provided quality content to the masses, right? To those that clearly are not in a position to afford his service, but he still delivers the value. And, you know, I look up to that. I look up to that, which makes me segue into the reason I chose the industry that I'm currently learning to become proficient in, and that's the financial market. As of now, it just makes sense. It's the most lucrative in it. It's the one industry that allows me to position myself to be free, make quality decisions on my own, make good income, and not need anything from anyone. You know, to me, that's powerful. I see myself providing value, having credibility from an economical standpoint, because that's realistically, that's what most of the world looks for. They look to see how credible you are. They don't really care about your intention. They don't really care about how many people you help. You know, they just want to see the results. And is that a good foundation to learn from? Well, that's not my job to change the foundation of their perception until initially. You know, I have to play their game in a sense. And that just lines up with my big picture. I have to figure out a way to connect with the masses as much as I can, because I could choose to be successful and forget about the universe and humanity, but that doesn't line up with my purpose and goal. So with that, just continually educate, continually learn, and keep the end game in mind. Keep where I came from in mind as well. Always remember where I come from, because ultimately that's what matters, is understanding where I came from, understanding what it took to elevate, and making it possible for humanity to elevate as well. Not just getting so far ahead to where I never relate with where I used to be. Making sure that I always remember where I come from and remember we are one. I've been raised, I've been brought up. Well, first of all, before I get into that, starting off with gratitude is always the fact that I get to travel, I get to enjoy the scenery, I get to pull away from familiarity, the environments that I was brought up in. And man, how powerful it is to have the option to communicate and do what we choose. I'm grateful for my mind and my clarity, focus that I've developed within time, the leaders that I've been able to pull from and get education from, if you will, so I can in turn provide value for humanity. Channel energy in the right direction. A little bit about on my background is I've been brought up with people, call it what you will, just things that I would not be proud of when it comes to being an example or teaching my kids. Yet, subconsciously and by default, how we are raised and things we see as a kid from 0 to 8, 10, 12 do dictate a portion of our lives. It doesn't have to dictate where we go long term. It's like that saying, your past does not equal the future. As long as you learn from it, as long as you realize where you come from, as long as you realize why is it that you're currently taking the actions that you take, right? There comes a point in life where you have to wake up and realize that the actions that we take are based off of ideas, subconscious thoughts that were put in us, music, environments that we were surrounded by. And here's the beauty, you know, I'm very good at finding the good in a lot of events and situations. Just recently I had a cousin reach out to me. I had a cousin reach out to me, and she was requesting for me to admit to an act that another guy did for me to help save her relationship. I see nothing but lies. Nothing but lies in following through on that request, if you will. Nothing inside of me, nothing in my gut said, yeah, absolutely, do this for her. I say this because the reason I'm able to discern, if you will, and if this is a good choice, if it's conducive to growth, is because I know where I come from. You know, and I could sniff out bullshit. I'm getting better at it. I can't say I'm proficient 100%, because even me myself, I at times tend to bullshit. But I'm getting better at realizing when something isn't right intuitively, and And thank the universe for me asking quality questions and no longer accepting things for what they are. And even if I do, I do my best to fix it as quick as possible. But the reason I bring this up is because I realized if somebody takes the time to share a problem, the only way to really give good advice or really find out what's going on is by digging deep and asking more questions. I've been the opposite at times. I do my best to try to explain too much. I over-explain so that whoever it is that I'm sharing details to could understand all perceptions, all point of views. But I've realized most people don't do that. They only share from their perspective, which is 9 times out of 10 extremely biased, right? So yeah, I just felt like sharing that. I know better than to follow through on those acts that others are wanting for me to take. And I also would like to acknowledge the fact that it's a sign of me actually making progress in my life. I'm not a believer in the devil or God or Jesus. I don't believe in none of that shit. But what I do believe, there was a saying, if you will, that makes sense. You know, higher level, higher devil. And you can look at it from any position, you know, as you grow in life, you have bigger walls to break through, climb over, or go around, if you will. And that's how I see it. It's an obstacle for me to remain firm on my guns, stay focused on my vision, continue documenting everything. Where I'm appreciated, help those that want to be helped. And that's all I can do, is continue being an example and helping those that want to be helped. And if there's one thing that I could definitely improve in, is not going as far as I have with giving relationships a chance. Right? There is a point in my life where I know it's going nowhere, and I could definitely begin to save time and eliminate those relationships as soon as possible to save my time, because time is something that waits for no man. I value my time, and as time continues to move forward, I'll do my best to help others gain time, to help others be effective with theirs, and also be conducive to growth and the time that I've been given here on Earth, or the time that I have here to create. With that, I'll keep this audio very short, and remember, we are one. One of my biggest themes within the last year or so would have, I guess, would be action. And, you know, I start off with what my biggest theme is in action, because I'm listening to an audio, and it was mentioned for me to pull over and grab my success journal, if you would. And that's part of action, right? It's part of action. It's part of following through on advice that yields results conducive to growth. While I'm not going to go ahead and pull over, I do have the ability to document my mindset behind the thought. And the question was, if I could, I may not be able to recite it verbatim, but you know, what pain has come from not having financial abundance, right? What pain has come from not having financial abundance? And if I had to get 100% real with myself, it would be just not having the ability to choose what to do, when to do. It's that lack of control that I feel urgently the most. I guess defining pain would be a thing within itself, because, you know, I can't see it as a painful thing. But when I say pain, I think of physical But yeah, when it comes to emotional, yeah, if I redefine it and say emotional pain, it really frustrates me. It gets me angry to know that I'm so close to being able to dictate where I am. At the times that I choose to do things, you know, just the sheer fact of knowing that financial abundance yields freedom of action, right? Like, I like to think of it like this. Would I be driving right now if I was financially free? You know, like, what would I be doing? 9 times out of 10, I'd be in the gym. 9 times out of 10, I'd be trying something. If finances weren't a problem. And here's the thing, it's stretching because I've never lived that. So a part of me is creating what I would do as financial abundance becomes a reality. And a lot of what I say sounds a little unclear, but it's a matter of me learning principles and moving differently from a mental point of view, right? From talking differently to really seeing it differently inside to then obviously speaking it. So yeah, what are things that I would do as financial abundance is already present is going to live events. I've always wanted to go to a lot of sports events. So doing that, but not from a position of thinking on the back of my mind, oh man, I have a budget I have a budget to worry about. And don't get me wrong, I do understand that having a budget is always important, no matter what level you reach financially, but I also believe that there does come a point in life where the simple things in life that you want aren't necessarily a problem, right? Yeah, so I would say that's where I could definitely gain clarity in, but having financial abundance in my life, it boils down to creating money without me having to trade my time for it. I guess that's the most clearest way that I could articulate this is creating money in a way that doesn't require me trading my time for it. And even then, that's kind of touchy because in order to, I'm digging a rabbit hole, if you would, because in order to create money, you do have to provide value, right? And I guess it kind of boils down to the value that I bring right now. And it's all perspective, right? It's all perspective. What I'm currently doing now, it's valuable to the masses because I'm feeding a whole ton of people. Right, so there is value. It's all perspective. It's all about how I choose to see things, and which is something, you know, my mind is everywhere right now, but it's actually something that was coming to mind as I was listening to the audio, a few podcasts and audios that I've been listening to is a lot of it is perspective. A lot of it is how the leaders that I look up to look at things, right? They're asked a question and how they answer it is more about perspective and their point of view, how their attitude about it. Keeping myself accountable to myself. And also, shout out to everybody that's been listening to this podcast. I have a lot of listens and a lot more than I expected. And if I'm impacting anybody, you know, it does me well to have the opportunity to be listened to. One thing that that moves me is learning. I noticed that I'm attached to a lot of leaders that make an impact. So if I had opportunity to learn something about myself based off what I connect to, it's significance, it's legacy. And legacy starts with within. It starts within, and also the individuals you touch. So I've never really left a way for me to get in contact, or anybody that would like to get a hold of me. As of now, the best way would be follow me on Instagram on Abundance26. And if you've listened to any of these talks on Anchor, you could be free to DM me. Let me know where was it that you heard it. And yeah, if there's any way that I could provide value for you specifically, reach out and let me know. Stay strong. Keep your mind focused. And think long term. Something I'm just passing down. As I pass it down, it re-solidifies it within myself. Is think long term. It's more than just next year, 5 years from now. In fact, there was a point in my life where I never really thought 5, 10, 20, 30, 60, 100 years from the day I was living. I was perpetually stuck in the past. But as I've grown, I've realized that the past doesn't matter much. In fact, the past has power if you allow it. And power could be negative or positive, right? You could be stuck in the past, or you could leverage it for growth. Learn from the past and grow. And with that, remember, we are one. And also, a lot of content will come out of this because, again, it's all about action. Is new questions came to mind. You know, what kind of pain is created because of a lack of financial abundance? You know, what things would I like to do that I'm not able to do right now? And again, always express gratitude. I'm grateful for the moment. I'm grateful for the fact that I'm here. I'm healthy. I refuse to use the word "but" after, because that pretty much eliminates everything that was said before. But I almost said it there. One thing that comes to mind is, one thing that irks me the most is the lack of education that we have. And through living it, I see the struggle initially that it took for me to get to where I'm at right now. And I feel for those that lack that tenacity. So if I could do anything significant, it would be simplifying how to live a real life. And it's tough for me to be that example at times because I'm not in full authority of where I am and what I do, right? So it'd be tough for me to lead by example in this field if I'm not actively where I am, where I would like to be. If that makes sense. Financially, it starts financially because, yeah, it just boils down to being an example and credibility. So one of the things that irks me the most is I know how to become financially free, yet I'm not financially free. And I have to suck it up. I have to figure it out, and I have to be an example. Become solution-minded. Find the answer to where I could effectively teach people how. Right? It does no good to have this knowledge within if I'm not applying it myself. So yeah, to answer it, you know, all the answers that I... all the problems that I have, the answers, the solutions are within. And sometimes we have to either write, document, listen, ask quality questions, and figure them out. You know, and shout out to Tony Robbins for asking quality questions. That's one thing I do respect is leaders that take the time to ask the audience questions, or they simply ask questions in general, because it's really the key to success. It's asking quality questions, taking action, and figuring out more about ourselves, digging deep within ourselves. Remember, we are one. A couple of the things that I associate the money with would be women. What come to mind is power, influence, credibility, results, a man of his word, action, consistency, quality decision making. Investments, charts, numbers, fake, education.
Clarity.
Some of the phrases that come to mind when money, common phrases would be money doesn't grow on trees. ¿Qué tú te crees? Que somos ricos. Like, what do you think, that we're rich? ¿Con qué tú quieres que pague eso? ¿Con todo de bicho? That's one of them. Those are the main phrases that come to mind. When it comes to money.